Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning out there in Beamer land. Good morning and welcome to Testimonial Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Dan Gibbons. I'm out in Denver, Colorado. I'm a group leader with Beamer and first picked up my Beamer a little over 4 years ago, back in September of 2016. And what a journey it has been. So this is Testimonial Tuesday, and as you heard from the opening there, it's always recommended you grab a notebook and pen, because almost every single Testimonial Tuesday that I host, I hear something new or interesting or something that I take notes on from the callers. And so grab a pen and paper. You never know what you're going to hear. And as it said on the opening there, we're looking for compliant testimonials. So because we do record these and we do, when they're compliant, people could use them in their business. And so compliant, no disease-specific things recommended, no third-party testimonials. If you're married, if you're married, you can't talk about your wife, or if you're a wife and you're married, you can't talk about your husband's results. So no third-party testimonials, no testimonials about animals. That is for the veterinarian show on Thursday. And not to use any specific drug names or the word that starts with a P and rhymes with rain. We would prefer you use discomfort instead. So with that, after going over all that fun stuff, you want to press 1 to get into the queue so that we can get started here on Testimonial Tuesday. So once again, hit 1. And I have found over the last 3 years of doing Blog Talk that people tend to wait until the last 5 minutes, and then we're not able to get to everybody. So just pretend it's the last 5 minutes and get in now. Okay. So I see some people coming on. And by the way, I have been hosting Blog Talk Radio now for about 3 years. And the reason I do it is because this is one of my favorite shows. And when I was doing academies, it's one of my favorite part of the academies, listening to these amazing testimonials and the difference that Beamer has made in so many lives. So we're going to kick it off here. We have our first caller. And if you would, please say your name and where you're calling from. We have our first caller is coming in from 910-528. 910-528, you're live on Blog Talk. What say you?
Hi, this is Jane McLaren from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hi, Jane.
And hi. I love this program, too. This is where I really get educated. First of all, it works for me. And if the timing doesn't work live, I can always listen online. It's very efficient that way. So I love this program, too.
Yeah.
I have a co- if you want to hear them. One about
sure.
me and one about the Beamer horse set.
Okay.
So I got mine 2 years ago, and things have been have gotten for the better that I wasn't even thinking about. Example, I was born with a poor digestive system, even though I'm healthy as a horse and could eat anything that wouldn't crawl off the plate, as my mother would say. I did not have a healthy digestive system. And that went on for years, my entire life. I'm 72, and that has been fixed in a year and a half on the Beamer.
Wow.
Completely. I don't need to take anything. That has amazed me.
Wow.
I had,
yeah.
And I've heard other people say the same, haven't you?
Oh, yes, yes. All kinds of improvements there. So, yep, yep. So that's
amazing because,
yeah.
you know, some people cannot eliminate more than once a week, and many people don't understand that or know that. There's all sorts of different issues with that and many that need I never did drugs or anything like that, but I did, and for the last 25 years or more, I've taken two all-natural Cascara Sagrada. This is not a drug. To help, and I don't even need that anymore. Plus, my little minor allergies that pop up, because I'm a horse person, and we have horse dander and hay, you know. And in the spring and the fall, that could be, for sure, I'd get a little sneezy and runny eyes. That's all gone.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes these things are very subtle, don't you? You're like,
oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine once said, it was not long after I got my own Beamer, a friend of mine said to me, he said, it's not what you feel when you're on the Beamer, it's what you no longer feel after you've been on the Beamer for a while.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, so I always
so I have one more,
remember that.
So that's all right.
Okay, okay.
It's geared toward the equine, like I said, that I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. I think most people know it's called the horse capital of the world, and that's where I spend my time. This Beamer horse set does support the parasympathetic, and that is the relaxed state of the horse. And we all know that, and we've seen it in many things. But this is what happened recently. My horse is a 23-year-old, very healthy, looks younger, everybody says, than his age, 23-year-old thoroughbred. And I had to move him fast, and I did. And I thought he might be a little upset at his age to leave a herd that he was used to. And I took him to this new barn that I liked a lot, and great care and all that, but they said to me they have never, ever seen a horse come into the barn so quiet and easy. I think that has something to do with the Beamer horse set.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, that's, that's excellent. Well, you know, it's quite a unit, and we've seen great things with it over the years, so that's a great one, and you started us off. You kicked us off very nicely this morning, Jane. I appreciate it, and appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Support of Blog Talk. Appreciate your support of Blog Talk Radio. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. You too. I'll keep listening.
All right. All right, Jane. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, all right. Jane kicked us off there. Now we're going to move over to, could be New Mexico, but then now the way people move around so much, they never know. But 505-603, you are live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Dan. This is Lynn in Santa Fe. How are you?
I am on the high side of spectacular. How about yourself?
Well, I am, thank goodness, to the Beamer. But I had a little fall on Saturday night, a trip, and I do catering work. so I fell on my left knee as I was helping somebody bring some food in and rolled over to my right side, got up, went, uh-oh, I sure wish I were home. I put that Beamer right on it, but I had to work for 5 hours. So I was standing and moving and doing what I usually do, and I'm going, oh, my God, this is not comfortable. By the end of the evening, a gentleman said, you're limping. What happened? And I told him what happened, and I said, I have a magic piece of medical equipment that I'm going home to, so don't worry, I'm going to be okay. I got in the car. I drove home about 20 minutes, got out of the car, couldn't walk. I think because I had been standing, it was doing halfway decent, but when I went to sit down and get back up, it was not pretty. So I got in, sat on my B-sit, put the spot right on that knee, and got up. It was feeling a little bit better. Went to bed, did my usual routine, and then did the sleep cycle again, put the spot on my knee, got the pad ready so if I woke up in the middle of the night, I could wrap it. That's what I did. I woke up 2 times, wrapped it twice. Before I got out of bed in the morning, I thought, okay, let me do it one more time before I step out of bed. And sure enough, I was hoping, fingers crossed, stepped out of bed. It felt like I never did it. I just, you know, these kinds of stories, that to have that Beamer when something like that happens is just amazing. I was walking around the house going, if I had not known that I tripped and fell right on that knee and was in such incredible discomfort, it was unbelievable. So I love that I've had it for 3.5 years and that my blood circulates properly so that when I do have an accident, it just helps get it out of my system really quickly. So I didn't miss work at all. The next day I had to cater again. How much I could add up the cost of that Beamer, so worth it. I can't even imagine how many days I might have missed of work because I have to pick up heavy things and bend over, move around, and I'm in my 60s, so I'm one of the older caterers around, and I just couldn't be without it. It's priceless. It's my go-to medicine chest. So thank you, Beamer. Absolutely. Thank you, everybody out there, and I'm just so happy to be part of the community.
All right. Well, that's a great testimonial. And it was Lynn, correct? You said?
Yes.
Is it Lynn?
And we met in Denver when I first got mine a while ago.
Oh, Jerry. Okay. You and I met. Okay. All righty. Yeah.
Yes, we
yes
did.
Indeed. Well, that's fantastic. And no more falling down at events, okay?
No more tripping.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great
holiday. All right.
Well,
you too. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Once again, everyone, press 1 to get into the queue. Press 1 to get into the queue with a compliant testimonial as we move along to our next caller here. Our next caller, 805-591. You are live on Blog Talk. Hello. 805-591. Hello, hello, hello. Sometimes people put down their phone and go do something or walk away from it. So I think that's what we may have here. 805-591. You're live on Blog Talk. Okay, I'm going to have to circle back to that person. Maybe they'll be done with their errand, you know. Never know, they could be washing the dishes or something like that. So with that, if you will press 1 and get into the queue, that'll be great. We have 916-370. 916, that's the Sacramento area, I believe. 916, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. And your name?
My name is Charlene.
All right, Charlene. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. And I just want to say good morning to everyone. And
you might want to say good afternoon to the ones out in the East Coast.
Hello, East Coast. Yeah, we're 3 hours behind here, so we're still on morning here at 9:15. Glad to have the whole East Coast. I'm an East Coast girl myself.
All right. Okay.
My testimonial is very short. I have a dear friend, and I have put him on the Beamer for the first time last night, and my friend gets up and down quite a lot all night long, very restless, can't sleep in the same position. I beamered him twice last night, and he slept like a baby the entire night.
Wow.
And little short, sweet first testimonial is I've never seen this particular individual sleep so sound, so nice and deep, and such wonderful breaths. And wow, I'm truly amazed. The Beamer was given to me as a gift, and I didn't believe in it for quite a long time. And I'll tell you what, wow, what I saw last night. So wanted to share this with everyone.
Well, that is quite a gift. Wow, is what I'd say too. That's I would have to say that's probably one of the gifts you've ever received, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely a lifesaver, and I didn't use it for a while. And wow. And I've been listening to these calls for quite a long time, and my upline is here, and I'm going to connect. Mm-hmm. And I'm a believer. Wow. I've never seen this individual sleep like this. Amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, now, Charlene, you know, now that you have so much conviction, I think you'll do, you know, if you do pursue the business, you'll be much more successful, because now that you believe, you'll be believable when you talk to other people. And, you know, when your conviction level is not high, or you're not using the Beamer, or maybe you don't believe in it at a high level, it's hard for you to be believable. First, you got to believe to be believable with other people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I can hear it in your voice. So.
Thank you, everybody. I mean, I've been here for quite a long time, and I saw it last night. I saw it last night. So thank you, everybody, for all you do. Let's continue to do what we do and spread the word.
Yep, you got it. Well, now that's what I was going to say in closing. Now you can give the gift of health to somebody else. You know, and with the holidays coming up here, what a better gift of health to give to people. What a better gift than the gift of health to give to people with the holidays coming up. So you have a safe and happy holiday season, okay, Charlene?
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. God bless everybody.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right, moving along to area code 831, 831-214. You are live on Blog Talk. What say you? Hello, 831-231-214. Sounds like they dropped their phone. Okay, we have another one. With this, I'm going to circle back to 805. And once I circle back to 805, I'll come back to 831. Okay, 805-591, you're live on Blog Talk. Hello. 805-591. Okay, well, yep, same thing. Sounds like they're still doing their errand. So let me circle back. And with that, folks, if you'll hit 1 on your phone, one and get into the queue here, that would be great. Let me go back to 831. 831-214.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
I think she hears me. 831-214. All right. Sounds like she's on a horse or something. So I am going to come back to that one. So right now, I would recommend if you want to get into the queue on Testimonial Tuesday, got a couple of folks there that are in the queue, but they're distracted doing some other things, and that would always be good. You know, I understand sometimes we got to do some things, but it'd be great if you had, you know, earbuds on or something, so that, you know, rather than walking away from your phone, and so that when you are called upon, that you hear it. So I have somebody else step up. I appreciate it. 434-996, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Ann Postak in Virginia. I've been with Beamer for three. Hello. Beamer with, oh, the dog just heard something. Beamer with 3.5 years now. And I have to say, the Beamer is the gift that just keeps giving, not only for our health, but for our financial situation as well. So with that, what I'd like to let everybody know is don't give up on anybody, because in the past couple of weeks, I have heard back from several people that I talked to them about Beamer a couple of years ago, but I've been keeping in touch with them little by little over the years. And they're finally just coming back to me. They're reaching out to me now. So it's, I just want to encourage those that feel like, well, I'm not getting anywhere, nobody's listening, just keep at it. But I think that one important factor is this: keep plugged in. And I know that everybody keeps saying keep plugged in, but it works, because if you keep plugged in and you hear other people's knowledge, their testimonies, and their convictions, it starts resonating in you as well. And so now when I speak to somebody who's never heard about Beamer, they pick that up from me. They pick up the confidence and the fact that I'm sharing sincerely, and they love the energy. So whenever we go out and talk about Beamer, the other thing I want to say is represent it well. Pay attention to how you're standing. Pay attention to how you're presenting yourself physically. Dress nicely. This is a very expensive medical device. We want to represent it nicely. So with all that being said, just keep at it, guys. Even if you've never shared a Beamer before, at some point, it'll just come from your inside and emanate out.
Right, right. And you very well said, Ann, and you heard what I said to Charlene from California, that, you know, now that she believes, she's going to be more believable. And also what you said, because of your conviction and passion, everybody picks up on that, because people will hear what you're saying. More importantly, they'll feel what you're feeling, and they'll feel what you're feeling no matter what you're saying. And so if your feelings and your words are not in alignment, if they're incongruent, people will pick up on that. People will pick up on that. So, you know, because they will feel what you're feeling no matter what you're saying. And you bring up another good point. Many years ago, in another lifetime, back in the 80s, I worked for a large sales training organization called Dale Carnegie Training. And they're a worldwide program. And we used to work with sales reps that were selling anything. And one of the statistics that we used to tell people is most people will purchase something after they've said no 5 times, but yet the reps never get to five. The reps never get to 5 no's.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they give up long before they get the five notes. So you just got to, you know, I just always work with my reps and say, you know, you just got to keep it clear in your mind. You know, you're not doing something to somebody. You're doing something for them. And we always say we don't sell beamers. We give people, you know, the opportunity to purchase them. I always feel if somebody ever felt that I sold them a beamer, I didn't do a very good job, you know.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So, well, I appreciate you supporting Blog Talk and anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I want to just thank you and all the Blog Talk hosts, especially during December, because I know everybody's time is so pressed, but we're all so enthusiastic and so passionate about Beamer that to me, and I'm sure it's for everybody, it's an easy thing to do. But at the same time, I want to express my appreciation for you taking the time and all of our Blog Talk hosts taking the time to do this. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you noticed I'm kind of flying solo today because all of the other hosts are on an AD call. And so they asked me if I would fly solo today because they're taking care of other roles and responsibilities. And yes, they all do a great job. It's been it's been so much fun working with them, and we really enjoy what we're doing. So thank you so much, Ann.
Well, you're quite welcome. And if we hesitate with somebody else coming in the queue, might I suggest that you reshare your story and your testimony, because there's a lot of new people who have not heard it.
You bet. I will do that. So, Ann, you have a wonderful holiday season. And again, thanks for supporting Blog Talk.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, we have another person from the 805 area code that came in. So, 805-406, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and Dan. I love Blog Talk. When I miss even a portion of it, it throws my whole day off. I'm Jan Hoff. I'm from Paso Robles, California. It's halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco in a beautiful brick-growing area. My background is I've done a lot of different things, but I was I am an esthetician, and a little over 3 years ago, Grandma was run over by a pickup, and he totaled my car, sent me to the hospital. I had 2.5 years of doctor's appointments and therapy, and then I was able to rent for quite a bit of money, and it was a long process every day for a whole month, hour and a half to 2 hours of getting in and out of a medical device, but it helped me, and it was oxygen. When I was approached by a friend, I was attacked outside of Trader Joe's by Helena Bresk, and she asked me if she could send me a link, and she sent me the blood flow link, and I saw that, and I said, oh my gosh, this is what the other device did, but all I have to do is lay on it. I don't have to get in and out of it. A couple of times my husband even forgot me in that other device, and I had to struggle to get it up myself. So that was a challenge. But I've had my Beamer for, I think, about eight months, I think. I'm not even keeping track because I just enjoy it every day. I am 50 plus 31 years old. And every day there's something new. Even after the crash, I still have some residual. There was a lot in my head going on. There was my back, my lower back, my legs, my feet, everything. But I have to tell you that this just doing 8 minutes in the morning and 8 minutes at night is keeping me, I don't call it anti-aging. I call it reverse aging.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of agony that I had before is gone. I was at the academy over the weekend in Carlsbad, and we all did our testimonials, our 90-second testimonials, and it was the funniest thing because there were in the back of the room, there were several women from one group that was from another country, and they kept going on and on and on and on, and everybody was just laughing. We couldn't get the mic away from them, and their testimonies were non-compliant. it was pretty funny, but they were so excited about this medical device.
Yeah.
I no longer do skincare. I still have my license, but I have to give too much of myself. I don't have to. When I do a facial or do some skincare work, I give my heart and everything I have, all my energy. So I'm keeping that for myself right now at my age, and because it does take a lot of from me, but I can put somebody on the beamer for 8 minutes. So God has put this wonderful device, medical device, in my lap, and I am so grateful. It's my magic carpet. I heard that over the weekend, and it is my secret weapon.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I was just laughing, Jen, when you said, you know, they just let them go on and on at the academy. Well, maybe they filmed it, and it's going to be an example of a non-compliant testimonial, you know. So.
Right. So yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun, Thank you for hosting. Thank you, Dan, for hosting for over 3 years. I've been on Blog Talk right from the get-go, and I so enjoy it. I get a lot out of it, and I share the number with people because they should all be on Blog Talk.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Jan. Like anybody that's on this call right now, when you're at an academy and you hear a great testimonial from somebody, on a break, ask them, have you ever heard of Blog Talk Radio? And and let them know. Say, boy, that's a great testimonial. I think that would be a great one to share on Blog Talk Radio. And just I'm always, you know, when I'm at a Beamer event, I'm always listening for testimonials, and I will tell people, you know, I have the number in my phone, and I'll just text them to contact with the number, say, call in on Tuesday. And let's keep spreading the word out there about Blog Talk. And Miss Jan, you have yourself a fabulous holiday season.
Thank you, and the same to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to circle back to 831 and see if they're the phone, 831-214. You are on Blog Talk Radio, 831-214.
Well, like to walk in the morning because I really don't want him to keep thinking that every dog is hard to play with.
Hello.
So,
hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
We try to come out here. And switch on.
All right. Well, 831 just working away there and oblivious that they're on Blog Talk Radio. And so I do believe that is it, because I don't see anyone else in the queue. And as Ann had mentioned in Virginia, she said, "Why don't you tell your testimony? You've been on for so long, and maybe some of the new people haven't heard it." So back in September of 2016. I picked up my Beamer. My wife is a physical therapist, and when we saw that blood flow video, we both said, my goodness, if it does that for your, if it does that, then it could only help. And my wife and I are both into preventative health. We don't want to be a member of our sick care system here in the USA. So anyway, we picked one up and picked one up sight unseen. Didn't even a friend of ours on the East Coast, Dr. Dennis DeBoer, called us about it, and we picked one up sight unseen, and we own three of them now, and it's just been amazing. Went over to Liechtenstein. I've been over to Liechtenstein a couple of times. Fantastic company. The customer service, I have had three or four customer service experiences with the company that have been absolutely over the top. Like, I couldn't believe what they did. And so the customer service has been amazing. The training's been amazing. I remember going out to corporate when they were building that office and many of us signing the walls there with Sharpie. That was a great experience. And then my most recent testimonial, I just ran the Las Vegas Half Marathon on November 17th, the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. And at about the 8-mile mark, I tweaked my hamstring. I wanted to run it in 2:15, and I tweaked my hamstring and went over to the side, stretched out, and it was really hurting, but I decided to push it and finish, and I did. And my dear friend, Liz and Frank Garrison, were at the finish line. A couple of my Beamer buddies cheering me on, and they had a Beamer in their car. I had my Beamer with me, but it was at the hotel. And so they had one in the car, and so I immediately got on the Beamer and used it that night as well, and certainly helped me recover from that tweaked hamstring, and was able to finish the half marathon in 2:21. A little bit off what I wanted to do, but glad I had the Beamer there at the finish line to recover. So with that, we didn't have anybody else come in the queue. So right now we're sitting at, depending on where you are, 36, 37 minutes after the hour. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. So again, keep talking to people, you know, stay with them. And get support from people in your organization, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's, you know, bring in what I call a third party higher authority or a third party expert, and that works well as well. But just, you know, come from the heart and give people the gift of good health. We all know what Beamer has done for you know, tens of thousands of people, and it has been quite a ride, and I believe that the best is yet to come. The company just keeps getting better and better. So with that, on your way to success and happiness out there in your business, take other people along with you. It's a lot more fun that way. Everybody have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you again next week on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.